The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Former Australia Post Chief Executive Christine Holgate has asked you for an apology. Are you sorry?
Well, that day in Parliament was quite a heated day. The Labor Party was calling for her resignation, I recall. And Parliament can get pretty willing, and I gave a very strong response. I mean, the suggestion was that the government somehow endorsed the use of taxpayers' funds in a government-owned company to hand out Cartier watches to people who already got paid very well and already had performance bonus arrangements as part of their existing salaries. Now, that was not something I agreed with. Now, you know, my language on that day was very strong. It was back in, I think, October. I see that has caused some very, very strong reaction from Christine, and it hurt her deeply. And that was not my intention. But so I regret that. But at the same time, the issue here was how taxpayers' funds were being used in a government-owned company. And as Prime Minister, I have to stand up for those standards, and did. That's what ultimately this issue was about. I mean, it was not an intention for me to upset or offend Ms. Holgate. I appreciate that she has gone through a difficult time, and that's not something that I would have liked to have seen happen. But the issues when you're in public life, and we run large whether it's running a large organisation like Australia Post or indeed the Prime Minister, we're all accountable for the things that the decisions we make and the things that we do. And there's accountability around that, and that's how this issue began. It was about Cartier watches being handed out to well-paid executives for doing their jobs, and that was not something that my government supported.
Mm. You mentioned the hurt that she felt. She said she was treated differently because she was a woman. Given what we've seen in Canberra these past 2 months, could she be right about that?
No, I don't accept that. I mean, that was no more true that Cartier watches were handed out because some of their gender, or then the rules that would apply in relation to that. This was about the issues of taxpayers' money. I know I don't accept that there are any gender-related issues here at all. This was about that issue. Now, my language was strong. Parliament can get very heated. As I said, the Labor Party were calling for her resignation. What I said on that day was that there should be an inquiry, which there was. And it actually confirmed these and a number of other matters. And I said that the CEO should stand aside while they are doing that. And if she did not choose to do that, then she could take that other course. She ultimately decided to resign. Now, that was a choice for her at that time, and those matters are being dealt with between the board of Australia Post and Ms. Holgate. They don't involve me as the Prime Minister or the government.
Mm. And do you feel you were adequately briefed on the issue before speaking in Parliament about it?
It was very well. The independent report confirmed what happened with the watches. Confirmed a number of other issues as well, which were also troubling. And it was very clear that the statement had been made that this was not taxpayers' money. And I took great difference with that statement, considerable difference with that statement. If you're running a government-owned business, then it is taxpayers' money and it has to be treated like that.